My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the gospel for the last 2 days were about the writing of Saint Luke, who presented the birth of John the Baptist and of Jesus in parallel events as they develop in separate scenes. In Visitation, we now bring the most important characters together in one setting. We have Mary meeting Elizabeth and Zechariah. But more importantly, the main protagonist, Jesus and John, meet even while both are still in the womb. They presented together in one stage, in one setting, but Luke will develop again the narrative separately. And the next time they meet, Jesus and John are already adults beginning their public ministry. Of course, as cousins, they must surely have met often. But Luke is more interested in theological meanings than what were possibly historical occurrences. And some Bible scholars see in today's gospel episode an allusion to the Virgin Mary as the Ark of the Covenant, one of the many titles in her litany. And given Luke's propensity for symbolism and allusion, this may not altogether be far-fetched. Can Luke be alluding to the story of David bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem? David and all the Israelites brought up the Ark of the Covenant with shouts of joy. And some verses earlier, he had expressed his fear and unworthiness by saying, "How can the Ark of the Lord come to me?" from the book of Samuel. And there are certainly verbal similarities to the narrative of Luke. And if in former time, the presence of the Lord was contained in the ark, now the ark, new ark, is the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, containing God's permanent presence among his people, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Now in the gospel again, we heard that as soon as Elizabeth saw Mary, she said, "Elizabeth's baby leapt within her." My dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing unusual about a baby moving in a mother's womb. But in this case, Luke intends the infant's movement to be a dramatic response to the presence of Jesus in Mary's womb. The movement of John within Elizabeth's womb gives us a preview of the powerful impact Jesus will have on people in his future ministry. Recall, for example, how Peter, James, and John left everything to follow Jesus. Recall how the soldiers fell to the ground when confronted by Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Recall St. Paul fell to the ground at the sound of Jesus' voice on the road to Damascus. The question for us today to reflect on is this: do we ever feel the impact of Jesus personally in a powerful way. I will proclaim your greatness, my God and King. Every day I will thank you. Psalm 145. Amen.